This morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. Michelle Behrens with us here this morning. Stacy Pellett in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, good to see you.
Appreciate it. If I see the two of you together, I know A, something's up.
True.
And B, it must be getting close to Christmas.
Also true.
You guys every year about this time as we talk about Operation Christmas Child, and the program's going to full steam ahead this year too.
Sure is. It's 10 years plus going in Atlantic, so it's pretty exciting.
Really? Been that long?
Yeah.
How did that start? Do you remember how you got that started in the first place?
So Alcee Husen was our associate pastor, and he's now the primary pastor up at Bethany Ephraim, up there in the Exira area. And he either was approached by it or someone asked him to do it, and he just kind of asked about it at church. And we kind of both sort of, before we really knew each other.
Yeah, we didn't even know each other.
This is kind of the beginnings of our friendship too, actually. And we both sort of felt like this was something that tugged on our hearts and volunteered to help with it and started the whole program going here in Cass County and surrounding area.
Yeah, we were just talking about how our very first year when we interviewed with you, you said, "What's the goal?" And we looked at each other and said, "I don't know. I wonder if we could hit 1,000. And then we were so excited. And then we walked out thinking, oh, man, that was a really big goal. I'm not sure we should have put that out there. It was the right goal.
Yeah. And you've pretty much surpassed your goal just about every year. Hasn't it continued to grow for the most part?
It has grown every single year. In fact, last year, Atlantic alone brought in 1,828 shoeboxes. And total...
It's 7,254 for the area, so it has definitely grown from our little goal from 10-plus years ago. Yes.
That's pretty good. Well, for folks who don't have any clue what it is we're talking about right now, give them the basics about the program.
So Operation Christmas Child is a ministry through Samaritan's Purse, which was founded by Franklin Graham, and it's an opportunity to fill shoeboxes that will be shipped to children around the world. So one shoebox per child, and they're either boy or girl, and they're age-related. And so you fill it with fun things or, you know, interesting things, socks and games and toys and clothing and things like that, and then it gets delivered. And inside the box, they also put a small informational booklet about Jesus and the ministry of Jesus and what it means to be saved. And so sometimes it's the only gift that a child gets at Christmas time, and it's pretty amazing to know that, you know, Michelle just mentioned 7,254 boxes. That's 7,254 kids that received a gift last year, and so we hope to be able to continue to do that. Do you have anything to add to that?
Just that it's a program that I hadn't really heard about until Al brought it to our church, and now I see it all the time. And, you know, once you're aware of different things that you can be a part of, it's neat to see how it has grown. And, it you know, obviously it's worldwide because all these boxes go to children throughout the world, and it's just been a fun thing you can do with your kids or by yourself, and so sure. It's neat.
Sure. Do you know where the boxes go each year?
We don't, but my understanding is that if you, for example, pack it as maybe a cold weather box where you put mittens and hats, they'll try to make sure it goes to an area that's specific to cold weather. The other thing that you can do, though, is purchase the postage online, and then you can get a tracking number, and so then you will get notified that your box has been delivered to Nigeria or to Burma or to... I think we've had 3 or 4 different countries where ours have been delivered over the years, and we've tracked it. So you don't necessarily know the exact village, but you'll at least know the country that your box has been delivered to.
That's kind of neat. I mean, that's the part that really makes you feel good. Not that you need to be patted on the back for helping other people, but to know that you were successful and get that instant kind of feedback, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk boxes then. You said shoe boxes. They're small boxes. We talked about this in the past. That might not necessarily be a shoe box, but something around, you know, about that size. You're looking for them to put what in it?
Well, you can take an old shoe box, like you said, or you can even go to the Walmart or Dollar General and buy a plastic type shoebox with a lid on it. And those are actually almost better in some ways because they can be reused later by those kids for something else. But we also supply boxes at the church that are hinged, and they're red and green in color, so you don't necessarily have to wrap them. Mm-hmm. Some people wrap the boxes and then bring them in. But then you just start, like Stacy mentioned earlier, you fill them with all sorts of goodies for a boy or a girl based on different ages. I think it's all the way up to 12.
I think it's 14. Even.
Oh, okay.
It might even be older than 14 or 16.
Right. Yeah. I stand corrected. But it's just fun way to fill things with treasures from toys, things maybe that they might need, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Crayons, pencils.
Yep. Battery operated, and throw in the batteries too if you're wanting to. Non-liquid items. Nothing that will melt, like chocolate candy bars. So if you want to throw some candy in, make sure it's like hard candy.
It's being shipped around the world,
yes.
So you just have to keep that in mind.
Correct. Right, right. Correct. And also, because it's going to places that are often not as blessed as we are here in the U.S., you have to be cautious about putting things like G.I. Joe figurines or anything that might be military or could make them think about war-related
Or weapon.
Memories, weapons, no weapons of any kind, but yo-yos, jacks, decks of cards. There's just so many neat things, and it's kind of fun to go on a treasure hunt at the store and think, what would I, if I could stick it in a shoebox, what would I put in there? And, you know, you don't necessarily want it to be in English because they probably don't speak our language, but there's all kinds of things you can find.
So books, yes or no?
Picture books, sure, okay. For the younger kids, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
Okay, all those kinds of things. It's also kind of nice to have different types of things. You mentioned like playing cards, jacks. Those are things they can do with other people.
Right.
Too, so they can involve other children in those activities. It's kind of nice to be able to provide those kinds of activities for them too, because otherwise they might not have those opportunities.
That's true.
Stay away from electronic items and things because we just don't know the circumstances where the boxes are headed.
Right.
Right. A lot of times they don't have power, mm-hmm. you know, in some of these places, or they have a central charging location in the center of town. So like Michelle said, battery operated, if you can provide the batteries, is probably better than something that has to be plugged in.
Sure.
But oftentimes really just even the old fashioned stuff, you know, like a good old doll. We see videos all the time this time of year at church, and they always show the ones with the little girls and their dolls. And it's just always so, you know, heartwarming to see that reaction of getting a little doll. And even boys, you know, the boy dolls that are out there and things like that. It's pretty cool to be able to have something like that because they probably wouldn't otherwise.
Every child should have a teddy bear at some
there
point.
You go. That's true.
We all did, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody should at some point. So we can be the person to make that happen.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So talk about the process then. Do they stuff the boxes themselves, seal them, bring them over, or do you want to be able to inspect what's there first before they ship off? How does that process work?
Well, actually, they can do either way. They can bring all their stuff in, and then we can put it in boxes for them. Or if they fill the box themselves, we just ask that they do not seal it because it goes through a processing center up in Minneapolis where they will make sure that there's nothing that's inappropriate for the area in which it might be going to. And of course, make sure there's no candy in there that could melt or ruin all the other items. And then they'll put that pamphlet in there that I talked about, and that's the point at which it will be sealed. So you can wrap the box, but make sure you wrap the lid and the box separately so that it can still be opened. And then you can bring it to the church, and we'll talk about ours here in just a moment. But this year we do have a couple of options where you can do touchless delivery. You can even leave it at the church, or we'll have a drive-through where you can just pass it out the window of your car and never actually have to come in the building for safety precautions.
So some pretty easy adjustments to deal with the COVID situation then. Very good. Okay. And we keep referring church. It's the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church is the one for those folks who don't know, which is nice because it's an easy location. Yeah. You've got a plenty decent-sized parking lot to do the collections and the drive-throughs and stuff. So that works out well logistically.
It does. And there'll be a semi there, I would imagine, here coming up pretty soon. You can't miss it. It's a big old semi parked in the parking lot.
Yep. There'll be a trailer there, and we're the green church on the corner, and everybody kind of knows this by that. So
very good. Well, you mentioned dates, hours, all that kind of stuff. When should folks start to think about this?
Well, now, really.
Okay.
The collection week is coming up real soon. It's starting November the 16th through the 23rd. there's a few different hours, but overall it's in the evenings. Mm-hmm. So Monday the 16th is 5 to 8 p.m. On that Tuesday, it will be 6 to 8. Wednesday is in the afternoon because we have Awanas that evening, so we want to get all of those collected first. So from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Thursday will be again 6 to 8. Friday 4 to 6. Saturday 10 to 1. And Sunday will be after church from 1 to 4. And then the final day on the 23rd is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or noon. So lots of different options, but like Stacy had mentioned, if you just want to drop it off at the church during normal hours, then you'd be able to do so too, especially if you were worried about COVID and being safe that way. Okay. You can definitely do that.
Okay. Easy way to be a part of someone else's life here this holiday season. And again, you're not stuffing $100 bills into this box.
No.
I mean, it just depends on what you want to do. You can spend as much or as little as you want, and you'd be surprised the reaction that you'll get, even if the stuff in there isn't, you know, worth $1 million.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and there's always stuff even at your own homes that you'll find that maybe your kids aren't playing with, or you bought and then forgot to give it to them, and you can build a beautiful box just out of your own home very easily as well. I mean, in fact, I know I just bought a big package of straws for $1, and you know, that's probably going to be something they don't see very often, or bendy straws. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that'll be fun. They're bright colors, and it cost me $1 for 100 bendy straws. I can do that.
Yeah, you don't really think about that until you stop and look at all the things that we have around.
Well, especially if you have kids. Yeah. Stacy talked about, you know, looking in your own home. I remember going through my kid drawers that we always had for the kids of their things and finding all these bouncy balls. Well, how many bouncy balls does a 16-year-old boy need when, you know, Nathan was 16? Well, he's pretty much over that. So those bouncy balls went into a box. And, you know, you clean them up and you throw them in and they're ready to go. So stuff like that, you know, just good condition things and that would a kid would enjoy.
Sure, sure. Very good. Well, another great way to help out and be a part of someone's life. I know it's been a tough year. 2020 stinks. We can't wait for it to be over. I understand. But a lot of folks have it a lot worse than we do. So
that's right.
We are still pretty blessed around here. So we can reach out to those who are a little bit less fortunate, especially when it's children, put a smile on somebody's face. So consider that and think about what you could do to stuff a shoebox there and help out these folks. Michelle, Stacy, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.